Thunder Bay, Sarah Potts says the George Jeffrey Children's Center holds a special place in her heart. The two-time Scotties Tournament of Hearts silver medalist, along with her teammates, skip Krista McCarville, second Ashley Sapala and third Kendra Lilly, on Thursday hosted their annual golf tournament, helping to raise more than $100,000 for the center. They've really been involved with my children, so it's just a great community event. The organization does so much for so many kids. I just love that it's for a good cause, Potts said. The tournament has a long history in the city, formerly hosted by NHLER's Patrick Sharp and later Carter Hutton, who turned the reins over to Team McCarville 5 years ago. It's just a lot of fun, said McCarville, whose team earned a spot at the Olympic pre-trials in October in Wolfville, NS. It's a chance for our team to get out and just thank Thunder Bay and thank all of the organizations that have supported us in the past with our curling, McCarville said. We want to give back a little bit, and this is something really fun to do and support the George Jeffrey Children's Foundation. Cindy Levanto, the CEO at the foundation, said the Best Western Dryden Hotel and Conference Center Hometown Heroes Charity Golf Classic, staged annually at Fort William Country Club, is one of their top fundraisers each year. The money brought in is used to help purchase equipment and pay for services and other costs incurred by the George Jeffrey Children's Center, which helps children with learning and physical disabilities through a variety of therapies and other treatments. It's an easy cause to get behind, Levanto said, noting the event has raised almost $1.3 million over the past 13 years, not including 2025's total. Ultimately, it's for the kids, she said. Having the McCarville Rink, which has gone to the Scotties Tournament of Hearts 13 times, is great not only to raise money, but to support and celebrate the curlers too, Levanto said. To have them as our heroes is pretty great, she added. Levanto said the tournament has maintained its popularity over the years and they plan to bring it back again in 2026. We are going to do this as long as we can. This is our only foundation, staff-run event that we organize, by, our staff of three. We're small, but mighty, Levanto said. We wrap up today and then Tuesday morning, we're starting on the next one.